shit. Turn this fucker down, man. I got one remote that works. The other remote doesn't work. So my TV that I usually have on behind me that you guys can see what I'm watching, I can't change the channel. And now it's on the DirecTV logo. So we'll figure it out. We'll fix it. And I'm just doing what I do. What I enjoy doing is, you know me, I watch these old football games. Because that's how I roll. And this one is the Holy Roller. Speaking of rolling, this is the Holy Roller game. You young people probably never even heard of that, but this was a forward fumble that ended the San Diego and Oakland game. It's here. It's in the second quarter. That doesn't happen until, I think, late in the game. But I found this. The entire game is on YouTube. And it also has my man, Jim Simpson.
Fake to Van Egan. Stadler back to...
That's Jim Simpson doing play-by-play. And Jim Simpson was great. I always loved listening to him. He's one of the best. Now, I was just watching the San Diego defense, which was notoriously shit in the 80s, and this is 78. And this is the season that Don Coryell took over. In fact, this game we're looking at is game two of the 78 season. Tommy Prothro was still the head coach. Don Coryell would take over in game five and introduce his wide-open explosive offense. And there's Kenny Stabler, and that's Cliff Branch, a younger Cliff Branch. Not much younger than he was, you know, in the Super Bowl era. But anyway, long story short, the Chargers had a notoriously shit defense under Don Coryell. But I'm watching this game, and I just saw Fred Dean, who was fantastic. Chargers traded him away to the 49ers, and he was part of their Super Bowl teams. Gary Big Hands Johnson, fantastic defensive tackle, defensive end. Chargers traded him away. So it wasn't like they didn't have the players. And but they got rid of him, I guess, in favor of more offensive oomph. But there's San Diego playing some fucking defense there, but I don't know. Oh man, it's fucking warm, and this shirt that I'm wearing is a little too heavy. It's a little too heavy, you know, this shirt that I'm wearing. So let's see what we got here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Well, thank you, Phil. It's my pleasure. Christ, I never knew that I'd ever have the great honor to be on your program. Well, thank you, Phil. Christ, is it a pleasure.
Thanks a lot, Phil. Well, thanks a lot, Phil. It's wonderful to be here. And you have a cold? Not too bad. It's not too bad. But it sounds bad, man. It does? Oh, shit. Look at this. This toss to Dave Casper. You missed an incredible... I had to roll this back. You got to watch this. Hold on. Look at this goddamn pass coming up to Dave Casper, who's the tight end. Legendary tight end, Dave Casper. Watch the fucking pass and watch the catch. I don't think I've seen a... Oh, they're going to replay this Cliff Branch thing, but...
Oh, the Cliff Branch...
But coming up is going to be a pass to, am I right? Yeah, to Dave Casper. That'll be incredible. That was the play we already saw. Dave Casper went on to, did he go to the Hall of Fame? I don't know. But he was part of their Super Bowl win. This 78 season is the season coming off of the, it's 2 years removed from their Super Bowl. It's coming up. It's coming up. Miss. Watch this fucking catch. I can't fight. I've never seen a tight end. I mean, you see tight ends make catches like that, of course, but look at, he looks like, what a catch. It's a fingertip catch, man. Stabler put that ball out over the defenders. He's going to go right back to him, too, I think. Jesus. fully extended, man. God damn. That's about the only place you can put that ball to complete that pass. Dave Casper. And then I think this is a touchdown. Look at that, all the way down to the 6-yard line. Here it is. Look at the lefty. Boom. And he threaded the needle on that. They'll show the replay, but he got between two defenders. He crossed up the San Diego defense. Something awful. Look at that left-handed throwing Stabler. Watch him get it between these. The defenders were like off balance. Didn't know which way. They threw it behind Casper. Bang. Okay. First TD pass of the season for Ken Stabler. This is only week two of the 78 season. I have no idea how either team fared that year. This ball game is only famous for the Holy Roller, which was a fumble that fumbled forward. It was the Raiders' ball, and the ball was fumbled, and it kept getting fumbled forward until the Raiders, or it might have been fumbled by the Chargers, but they call it the Holy Roller. I think the Raiders had the ball, but anyway. And it was finally recovered in the end zone, and, you know, touchdown, hey, Raiders. And it's the famous clip on NFL Films where the San Diego Chicken falls over dead, like it's, he can't believe what just happened. What? Oh, yeah. Final standings. Raiders finished second at 9-7. The Chargers, they had three teams at 9-7 in the Western Division. Oakland, Seattle, and San Diego. Seattle was only 2 years old as a football team. Pretty fucking good. Broncos won the West. Steelers won the Central at 14-2. And New England won the Eastern Division at 11-5. But New England had some good teams back then. And that was a famous season, famous year, famous period of time, I think, where they had another controversy with the Raiders. San Diego 9-7 and Oakland what? Yeah, 9-7. Let's see something for a minute. The Seattle Seahawks, 1978. Jack Patera, I remember him now. Pro Bowler Steve Largent. And they had two All-Pros, Jim Zorn and Steve Largent. They must have done something right, man. They, you know, didn't qualify for the playoffs, but that's pretty unusual for a team 2 years out of expansion. Meanwhile, your Los Angeles Rams, 12-4, and they immediately got their ass kicked in the playoffs. You know, that's as it goes. That year, was it 78? Yeah. I was in Miami at WSHE, and I went to a couple games that year at the Orange Bowl. I saw them play Baltimore, and I saw them play the Jets. And the Baltimore game was a gas. I was with Tommy Judge, who was our midday guy. He was also the program director of SHE, and he was also the son of the owner of the station. And Tommy is a big, tall guy and talked like this. Come on, Flipper. At the Orange Bowl, at the end of the Orange Bowl, they had a big tank of water and a dolphin in it. And every time the ball went in there, the dolphin would flip the ball out. Now, that was that game. But then the Jet game, I took Gwen to. Gwen was my fiancé. And she was down from Orlando. We never did get married, but we were engaged. And I took her to see the Jets and the Dolphins at the Orange Bowl. And I remember she kept saying this all week long because it just cracked her up. There was a dude 3 rows behind us who kept yelling, "Stick somebody! Stick somebody! Stick somebody!" You know, and there's Gwen all week long. "Stick somebody!" And then it was a guy who was down the end of the aisle. I guess the Dolphins were losing. They were playing the Jets, and the Jets had Matt Robinson, a quarterback. Anybody remember him? Yeah. It was in that period of, you know, it was in that period, the late 70s, like, Jets ain't going to another Super Bowl. The Jets suck, you know. Their one and only Super Bowl was back, way back, you know, and they've just increasingly fucking sucked. But they were beating the Dolphins that day, and people were leaving the stadium early, as is oftentimes the case, especially in warm weather cities, you know. But gives you an idea as to the Dolphin faithful in those days. They were leaving. This guy's down there going, "God forbid this team was 2-12. You'd never be here." And I also remember hearing a very distinct New York raspy little accent. "Go Jets!" So they must have been winning, yeah. It was, "Go Jets!" And then I'd hear this laugh every now and again. "Let's go Jets!" The fucking Orange Bowl, man. That was, I'm trying to think how many games I went to the Orange Bowl. Oh, you know what? Then, when I was at WIOD, I saw the Dolphins had vacated by then. The Dolphins were at, you know, Pro Player Stadium, Joe Robbie Stadium, whatever the fuck it was called. It was called Pro Player in those days. Now it's called, what, Hard Rock Stadium? Something. But I did go to a couple of Hurricane games, and that was a pretty interesting experience. Somebody got suspended. I think they were playing Florida State, and I believe Florida State had been suspended or otherwise had been sanctioned by the NC2A, or maybe it was Miami. I don't know who, but a guy walked along with a T-shirt that grabbed everybody's attention. No bulls, no pull. It said, no bulls, no pulls, no apologies. No bulls, no pulls, no apologies. All right, man. Oh, man. Can we have one normal fucking day in this goddamn fucked up country? One fucking normal day without some fucking problem. Every goddamn fucking day there's a problem these days, isn't there? We've got a fucking 5-year-old as president. Fucking 5 years old. It's got to be at odds with everybody. Everybody's... So in other words, to believe Trump, everybody's fucked up except him. Is that it? If you believe that, man, I don't know what to tell you. Jesus H. Christ. I'll say it's a fucking train wreck. What's with this guy, this fucking... What's with this Porter scandal? Just get... The motherfucker quit, right? Then investigate. This is bullshit. I don't even believe... Just so you think, you guys think I'm such a big fucking raging lib. I don't even believe the liberal press, okay? I have to find newspapers that I trust. And I trust papers of record that have long standing and, you know, Pulitzer winning. I don't give a flying fuck if they appear to be liberal to some people. The New York motherfucking Times, the Washington Post are legitimate news sources. I don't read their fucking editorials. I'm talking about the reporting. Fox News is not. Russian threat to elections to persist through 2018. Well, no shit. Spy bosses warn Congress. Well, don't expect to get any help from Facebook or Twitter because they ain't going to do shit. Video games will not be worth a pinch of shit until you can die. You know, until you can get wounded and die. Then they'll be the real deal. You think you're so fucking good at it? I think you ought to be able to, like, risk serious wounding and death there. Now I'm all in on that shit. People talk about that shit like it's almost like, well, you know, it is pretty interesting. Where am I at, man? Picture of a single trapped atom. How is that possible? Yeah, there it is. It's a little dot.
Sure, Phil, it's great. Well, thanks a lot, and...
Well, I've been thrown into... This is interesting. I've been thrown... Hi, this is Tom Catton, and I never thought I'd be thrown into the mix here.
Well, Tom, it's... You know, Phil said that you'd...
Well, I'm wildly... And I'm very surprised, and I'm very shocked that I'd be thrown into the mix. Anyway, this is Tom Catton. We have the B-12... I've just had a B-12 shot that I take in the left hip. And it is invigorating, to say the very least. Well, I don't know. What do you want to do?
Well, it's whatever you want to do, Tom.
All right. I tell you what. Let's interview my friend Ray Borghese. And Ray has a fun thing. You're doing chin-ups, huh, Ray?
Yeah, I do chin-ups. Yes, I do chin-ups, and I do, yes.
Ray Borghese, how old are you?
I'm 75.
You're 75 and you're doing a what?
I'm doing chin-ups. I do curls. But I came on here because, and I shouldn't, you know, intrude on your program, but I was told you were hitting on my wife.
That I was what?
That you were hitting on my wife last week in Miami.
No, I wasn't hitting on your wife.
You weren't?
No.
Because... Bick saw you, he says he saw you.
No, Bick didn't see me do anything because he wasn't there. He wasn't there. We were down, and I let everybody in on this, we were down there for a bowling tournament.
Hi, Tom. How are you? I'm great. I'm afraid I have some, I wanted to get clear with you what you were doing trying to take my dress off while I was asleep.
Anna LaMaster is here. And I want to get on my old friend here. A great guy. Here is General Galen Shy, General.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I know you're getting some heat, so it's probably wrong of me, but I was taking a nap and you were unzipping my pants.
You know, if this was true, to bring it up here now,
it's the only. They told me I tried to call you all last week. You wouldn't take my call.
Well, they didn't tell me it was you.
Oh, yes, they did. Yes, they did, Tom. They told me it was you. I was taking a nap, and you were trying to unzip the front of my pants.
Hey, Tom. Hey. Say, how you doing, Tom? Well, good. Listen, I was taking a nap, and you were trying to unzip the front of my pants.
You know, this is ridiculous for people to... here, Tom Catton here with you, and this is absolutely ridiculous for people to think that, well, hello.
I could do a whole, split screen thing, you know. Why couldn't I?
This is Tom Catton, and welcome to Health Alert.
Let me see. Okay, health.
I'm used to Miami Vice theme. That'd be perfect.
All right. Hey. Get out of here. Yeah.
Live from Miami, this is Tom Catton's Health Alert, and we want to thank the Phil Henry Show for giving us this time to talk to you about things that are healthy, wealthy, and wise, things that'll give you... And with me is Karen. Karen, how are you feeling?
I feel great.
It sounds too much like Gloria Grover.
I feel great. I feel great. I was able to get out of bed today.
Isn't that great?
Miami Vice. Hey.
From Miami, it's time for Tom Catton's Health Alert. With Tom Catton, one of the foremost experts on health, health foods, nutritions, and good, healthy, clean living. Here's Tom Catton.
Hey, thank you.
And welcome here to Miami in Hollywood Beach. Hey, yeah.
That's close enough for jazz.